we're doing chapter 32, and we're doing subsection 28. If you look at the chart, this is the chart of the Aleph Bet, right in the very beginning. So each letter has to be written in its very specific way. And what happens if it doesn't have the right shape? Then its letter is not good. But basically, what we were talking about is sometimes. Let's go back for a second to the mem. The mem is the third line from the top, and it's the second letter from the right hand side. So, as we know that the mem has to have open on the bottom. The left side. There's a little space between the bottom of the letter of the mem and that leg that comes to its left side. It's a little space open. If you should have that thing, if the scribe wrote it in a way that the letter connected itself, so we learned a very important principle. The principle was that you can't just scrape it off and make it back into shape, but you actually have to erase the entire left leg and rewrite it. And the reason for that was because you can't make a letter through scraping off. You have to make a letter through writing. If the letter in this case was no longer a mem, because it was closed, it was no longer a mem, which we need over here, because it was closed. So therefore now, what we have to do in order to get it back to work, we need to erase that whole side and rewrite it again. So this, we're going to do subsection 28, the Alter Rebbe says, this applies only that you can't scrape it off if there is a disqualification that the shape of the letter was altered, that it no longer is the right letter. So then you can't create a right letter by scraping away. You must create the letter by writing, not by taking away. Taking away is called chok toiches. This you have to write. So what he says... But what happens sometimes in the Torah, when you read, you see that there are two letters that are touching each other. So in that case, when they're touching each other, you can see very distinctly each letter, but there is no space in between them. Now, what's the problem with that? So we learned the problem. Every letter, we learned it in the beginning of the Siman, needs to be surrounded by parchment. You can't have... Every letter needs to be fully surrounded by white of the parchment. You can't have letters connected together. You have to have separated by the parchment. So the question here is, in that case, it would help you to scrape off, because you're not fixing the letter itself. All what you're doing is you're creating some white, some parchment. So create parchment is good. So he says like this. But if you have letters that are connected to each other, two letters that are connected to each other, whether it was connected before the other one was been finished. So let's say that sometimes the connection can come through one or two ways. Either when you wrote it in the beginning, you wrote it two separate letters, and then somehow a piece of ink connects them. That's one way. Or you maybe when you started to write the second letter, you already connected. You put it too close to the first letter. So it turns out that everything from that point on was written wrong. So it was never right in the first place. But as far as this, it doesn't matter whether originally they were two separate and then they were connected. Or it was connected before the second letter was finished. So it turns out that the second letter was never written properly because it was always had the connection. It never had the shape, the second letter, even in a case where it never had the shape of a kosher letter. Or it was pasted after it was totally completed. So in both ways, either ways, Yecholim lahafrid b'sakin, lahafridim b'sakin v'kosher. You could scrape it away with a knife. You can go ahead, remove the ink, and it'll be kosher. The reason is, and it doesn't apply here that you're creating a letter by scraping and not by writing. Why? Since their disqualification wasn't that the letter didn't have a shape. So you're not making a shape. The disqualification was, the problem is it was lacking surrounding parchment around it. It's okay to create surrounding parchment, as long as the letter is okay. The letter is not touched. I'm not touching the letter. The problem that we have with that letter is not that the letter is a problem. The problem is that there is no parchment around it. So it's okay to create parchment after the letter has been written. But that would only apply provided that the letter didn't change its shape. But what happens if it's connected together? So now it looks like a different letter because of the connection. If the shape of the letter has been changed now because it's connected to the next one, it's now a different letter. In that case, then if you're going to scrape it off, so you're going to make it back into the shape of the letter, then you can't do that because then you're creating the letter. That would be the same rule as the mem that has been closed, which is no longer the shape. Everything that was written after it in that letter not needs to be scraped off. So you got to scrape off the entire left side, left leg by the mem. You don't have to scrape off the right side, but you do have to scrape off the left side because that was written once it's connected already, and you have to go ahead and write it. Or like we learned, if anything follows that, you would also have to scrape that off. Like the aleph, we learned, like the bottom aleph, if it was written after that. So I guess the principle, so what did we learn over here? So what's the principle? That if the letter is intact fully, the only problem is that it's connected, and the connection doesn't change the shape of the letter. So it's still, both letters are there. The only problem that you have is that there is no parchment around there. So it's okay to fix it by scraping away that extra connection. And now we have two letters and it will be okay. But what happens if the connection caused you that the letter doesn't look any more like the letter? So now that you're scraping off, you're creating the letter. You can't create a letter by scraping off. You have to write the letter, and that would not qualify. But there is a more stringent opinion. Some say that if the entire letter is connected to the next letter, then you can't scrape it off. Even if the letter didn't change, but you still, if it's all connected, you're creating the letter. It's only if it's in one place. Now, you can say, so what's the big deal? You're writing it. Why are you making such details? Just scrape off the whole letter and just make it good. But that's why we're going to learn in the next subsections in 29 and 30, we're going to learn a very great details. By mezuzah, for example, and we already had that, by mezuzah, you can't fix the mezuzah. The way the mezuzah is written and the tefillin are written, they have to be written in the right order. Which means to say, the word, one letter that comes before the next one has to be written before it. So if you missed a word, let's say in the mezuzah, and you wrote further, you can't stick in the letter in the middle, because it has to be written in the order. It's like you're saying it has to go in the flow. It has to go in the flow as it is being said. So therefore, it makes a big difference how you fix the letters. If you have to rewrite, what happens, let's say you wrote a whole pair of tefillin, you wrote the whole parchment, then all of a sudden you go back and you take a look, oh, this letter doesn't look like a letter. Can I fix it or not? If you have to fix to rewrite it, as we'll see, and you have to make a new letter over there, then the whole tefillin is no good anymore. The whole parchment is no good. When we're going to learn the details, you're going to see there's a tremendous amount of details and halachas which are applicable to the laws of the tefillin. If you wonder why the tefillin costs so much, why the mezuzahs cost so much, or you wonder, why does it have to work so much? No, besides the fact that, everybody is trying to make a living, an honest living for themselves, and they charge because they want to make money. So that's okay. But what you have is, you have unscrupulous people that will do a non-good job because it actually makes a big difference, the effort and the time and the expertise. If you're going to do it right, it takes a lot of time. If you don't do it right, you can make it very quick. People, unfortunately, if there is money to be made, they do all kinds of things. It happens is when you get a pair of tefillin, say, or you get a mezuzah, you don't get to see what's in the inside. So you don't really know. You have to trust somebody that they're doing what they're doing, what they're supposed to be doing. But when you know that what they're doing is a very meticulous and it's a very detailed and it's a time-consuming and it's a difficult job, what they're doing, then you understand, okay, you know, I'm willing to pay for it because you know that there was a lot of effort and a lot of work went into it and you don't mind. But unfortunately, sometimes people want to offer you a bargain and they say, we'll give it to you for the half of the price. But then when you take it, get it for half of the price, then you actually don't get the product what you're really looking for. Now, tefillin and mezuzahs, they have very special... all mitzvahs are special, but these mitzvahs have special protection power, they have special abilities. And there's many stories that people that had certain things, problems, and then they checked the tefillin, they checked the mezuzahs, and when they were able to fix the mezuzah, then the problems went away. A lot of times it happened. And this is a story that actually happened that I heard from my father. May he rest in peace. He told me this story. Now, he never wanted to tell me exactly. For some reason, he never told me what. But he said that he needed a blessing. He was asking for a blessing from the Rebbe. Now, my guess is going to be that what he was asking for is for children. My oldest sister was born back in Russia. When they left Russia in 90, so they had one, my sister, they had one girl. My sister, when they went out in 1946, I think, or they went out. So she must have been maybe 8, 9 years old, 8 years old. At the time, and then they went to France, they went to eventually they went to Ireland, they went to the Sheikhid over there. But when they were in Ireland, they needed a blessing for something, and I think what it was is they wanted more children, so they sent the Rebbe for a blessing for more children. Now my parents lived in a two family apartment. And he lived on one floor, and the other was another rabbi, another chassid, who was also doing the same work as my father, being a shaykhet, a ritual slaughterer. And he was living on the same floor. And he wrote the Rebbe a very similar problem. My father, again, didn't say what it was, but they wrote a similar problem. And the Rebbe gave back an answer to my father. He said, Hashem will help you. He gave him a blessing, and that was it. But the other person... The Rebbe told him to go check the mezuzahs in his house, to check the mezuzahs. And he went to check the mezuzahs, and some of them were no good. So my father said, you know, listen, somebody checked the mezuzahs, we live in the same house. The Rebbe doesn't have to tell you to check the mezuzahs. You can check the mezuzahs even without the Rebbe telling you, you should check the mezuzahs. If he found something wrong, maybe my father's mezuzahs are wrong too. Yeah. He checked and every single one was perfect, kosher. So he saw a great, this is miraculous almost, that the Rebbe answered this. They wrote the same question. Him, the Rebbe, said to check the mezuzahs. And my father, the Rebbe, didn't say to check the mezuzahs. And it was like, so you see, this was... And, you know, Baruch Hashem, my brother was actually born in Ireland. He was 8 months when he came to the United States. He was born in Ireland, my brother. And then, you know, apparently have several more children. But, and I believe the other family that I know also had several more children later on. But the point here is... The mezuzahs and the tefillin are very, very important. So besides just doing a mitzvah, it also has the script, everything should be right. So again, human error can have all the time. That's why we have our tefillin checked and the mezuzahs checked every once in a while to make sure there's no mistake. But to begin with, when you put on, I want to congratulate Mitchell, he put on his new pair of tefillin today. And he didn't go with a very cheap pair of tefillin. He went with something which you know, the sofer advised us to use. And it should be for a blessing for you, for the family, for health and happiness and everything that you need. And hopefully only a happy occasion for all of us. Okay?